First of all, can you tell us what is your name and what do you do?
My name is Achao from Japan. I'm singer-songwriter and I make 自分で
I do everything. Like I do it by myself, like tracking and recording also and painting. And then I'm from here, Sagamihara of Kanagawa Prefecture.
Sagamihara, Kanagawa-ken no Sagamihara っていうところです。
And what does your name Acharu mean? Is it your birth name?
Aya っていうのが自分の本名なんです
けど。Yeah, well, my real name is Aya. So like what I wanted to say is like Aya style. Like Ryu, Aya Ryu in Japanese is Aya style. And Ryu means like a flow or like melody is also flowing and life is also flowing, right? So my first album is called Art of Flow. It's the same thing. And also Ryu means like a school. Yeah, so like my style, my school. And so through my filter, I want to live as I want to live.
それがなんかアチャルーになりました。
Do you come from a musical family? Are your parents musicians or artists?
私のおじいちゃんが
My grandfather was a composer of enka. And as I told you before, that my grandfather was an actor. And then afterwards, he studied by himself and he entered the musical field. And so like when I was little, I was going to his studio and then I was playing around there. But I never learned. I was just playing the music there.
音楽をやってます。
And so, when did you first hear about hip hop?
初めて知ったのは、
Well, for the first time that I heard about the hip hop was when I was in the junior high school, and then I heard the Buddha brand, their music ですね、called 人間発電所 is like a human power, how to say, like a power station. Yeah. And then so when I heard that music that is like a very strong raw sound, I was like,Yes, this is what I was looking for a long time. And they were the Japanese group, but actually they were formed in New York. So like the hip hop of New York, they just imported as it is to Japan. And so like we can hear the vibes of the New York, like real New York sound here. So that's the Buddha brand, and then I really respect them.
日本のブッダブランドですね。すごいリスペクトしてます。
And can you tell us what the Kanagawa hip hop scene is like?
Kanagawa のヒップホップシーンはものすごく面白くて、SD ジャンクスターっていうあのクルーがいるんですけど、
ヒップホップシーンオブカナガワ is pretty interesting. There is a yeah, well, so that there the SD ジャンクスター is a Kanagawa hip hop crew, and then one of them is a Norikiyo. He is the rapper, and then also like well, he is kind of like the top rapper of this group, and then there are some other many different kind of rappers, and also there are likegraffiti writers are quite they have a high skills but they are all had a like a farm ground andthis is also Kanagawa graffiti writer whose name is Kane. So like everybody is like in the local here. That I mean, they're from here. They were pretty bad boys, but their life itself are like hip hop. And then among them, they have like those energies they put into the music, and then trying to use that energy to make a good sound or a good graffitis. So like there are many say good vibes that we can get here.
Acharu, where do you usually perform?
Yeah, well, now I go many different places, such as Ichigaki Island of Okinawa, or Izumo City. That's there is a Izumo big shrine, and then also the Matsuyama City of Ehime Prefecture and Yamaguchi Prefecture, Osaka Prefecture. So like many different places, and then that's the best.
And where are some venues here in Kanagawa that we can see, you know, real Kanagawa hip hop?
そうですね。昔は、
long time ago was like there was a club called The Box, and then there were some events that held by SD Junkster that I mentioned before, and now is also in Machida there is one called The Flavor. There some artists of Kanagawa performs, and now the SD the Koyan from SD Junkster, he is a track maker and a rapper. I'm now making with him the second album. album remix version of Ataru remix with Koyan version, Koyan music. And then so like now we were talking about that maybe so that we can use the instrument and perform in here Ono, Sagami Ono.
大野のその地元でイベントやろうかっていう話をしてますね。
Can you tell us about your most recent album, Art of Flow? You know, how did the album come about and why did you call it Art of Flow?
ファーストアルバムが
I released my first album in 2010. And then since then, I was just featuring some other person's music or I released. And then also I performed the live shows. But so like this second album was the first time in 7 years. And then even though this is 7 years, I was making a songs too, but since I bought the Logic Pro 10, I was making like a recording and then tracking the music, but still my skill was not good enough. So that's why it took like 7 years, but I now limited the music that I made within 3 years, the last 3 years, and mixed those music and released this album. And also like I'm still like it's not good enough, my skill is not good enough, butI'm still like learning and praying, enjoying it. And then the name of this Art of Flow came from this idea of like creating my life. It's enjoying and then creating my own life. So as I mentioned before, like living means flow and also the cycle, right? So like life is kind of art. So I want to make my life as like myCreating my own life.
もう自分の人生をアートするっていう意味で、Art of Flow っていう。
Do you think there's a difference in Japan between real hip-hop culture and just superficial fashion hip-hop culture?
あると思います。うん。
Yeah, I think so. I think there are the differences, but it doesn't mean that it's good or bad. I think as a style, one of the styles, it's good. Like some of them showing other like good, cool fashions. And then the other person is like as their lives, how to live is like hip hop. And then also like some people is like living with a good, cool fashion and then like living in a hip hop way. So there's many different ways and then that's very good, I think.
And so do you see female representation in hip-hop in Japan? Has it grown since you started making beats and making songs?
高まってます。ビンビンに高まってると思います。で、なんか…
Yeah, well, I think so. It's been growing really rapidly or a lot. And then I don't mean like to separate from male and then females, but since I'm a female, I know the strongness of the core of women. And so that's why I want to say like the girls, let's go more, you know. But there is also time limit for the women, for example, to have babies or something like that. So like women, when we continue, there will be some moments that we have to face to that time limit. But there are some people that who can find out how to enjoy even in this circumstance or the time limit. I think those people can be always exposed to the people in the public. So I think like, well, it's not only the girls, but I want to say to the people that I want people to sing more. Let's sing. They can be happy.
こう、まあ女の子に限らず、もっと歌を歌ってほしいなと思いますね。なんかハッピーになれるんで、本当に。
So who are some other female hip-hop artists or promoters or producers that should be celebrated that we don't know about?
Well, the girls. Well, right now, the girl that I can think of is probably she's known already, but her name is Chiori. She's from Kyushu, and I believe now she's in Tokyo, Mary Joy Record. Probably, well, she might be changed, but she has been doing since long time ago, so she's already known. But I think, like to the world, the people from other world will like her too. I think there are a lot of people I like, but it's each moment it changes. So, for example. example, D'Angelo. So there is album called Voodoo. Yeah, and then there are like a feel making love. Yeah, and that's I like. And then also her this album, Low High Groove Trumpeter. He's a trumpeter, right? Yeah, I like him too. And Amelula Liu, and he is a singer of Groove Theory. Okay, and Daniel Caesar, and Ha, and Alina Barrasso. Yeah, there's so like many from many different countries, and then but the names are so hard. It's kind of sometimes it's difficult to read their names. But even though I don't understand the word, but still I can understand what is good. So there are a lot of people I like.
アメルラリューとか、うんうん、あの元グルーヴセオリーの、シンガーの人だったりとか、最近だとダニエル・シーザーくん、ダニエル・シーザー and ハーハーもすごい好きだし、あとアリーナ・バラッツ、アリーナ・バラッツちゃんとギャリ・マティアスかな。なんかもうちょっと今いろんな国からいろんな人が出てくるんで、名前が一筋縄じゃいかないくて読めなかったりすることが多いんですけど、でも言葉が違くてもいいものはいいっていうのは分かるんで、はい、そうですね、うん、たくさんいます、好きな人は
Do you think that hip-hop, because it's a genre from outside of Japan, can be used to empower women and change gender norms here in Japan?
そうですね。まあ、ヒップホップに限らず、
Well, I think it's not only limited in hip-hop, but it's the same thing in the field of like cooking or the art or the comedians or like all the female, even like politicians. Like many people from many different of the field, their like women power has been more like grown up. And then I think like the women are coming up to the same ring with the men, with men. So like just to be like equally, and they, I believe that they have now like have a power to be like equal to the men. And then I think, well, women had the power until now, but that power has been like more exposed.
隠れてたものが出てきたっていう印象ですかね。うん。だからやってた人たちが多分出てきたんだと思います。
You know, what are some other groups or venues, here in Kanagawa or in Japan that are helping to, you know, uplift independent artists and female MCs?
日本とカナダとか、まあ、日本全体でもなんですけど、はい、どういうグループとかその場所とかが、なんていうのかな、フリーでやってるっていうか、個人でやってるアーティストとかをこう盛り立てる、はい、お手伝いとかしてくれてるところっていうのはどこがあるんでしょうか。
あ、
基本的なところって何か、
日本の
神奈川だけ
で、でもすごいピンポイントになっちゃいますけど、例えばその流通だったりとか、私はそのウルトラバイブっていうさんところで、全国に流通してもらって、そのすごいなんだろうな、もう北海道から石垣島まで、流通かけてもらって、私の CD を全国に置いてもらって、知ってもらうきっかけ、手助けを本当してもらってるっていう意味では、ウルトラバイブさんだったりとか、あとはその各地域にまだ頑張ってやってるレコードショップ、 CD ショップ、まあ、洋服屋さんだったりとか、そういう、まあ、そういうローカルなお店、そのローカルなお店のおかげで、ものすごくイベントにその松山で呼んでもらったりとかっていうのも、洋服屋さんだったりとかがこう13年、自分のお店の13年周年でイベントやるんで、ぜひ来てくださいっていうので呼んでくれたりとかっていう、そういうローカルなところでフットを固めて頑張ってる人たちが一番のサポーターだと思いますね。はい。
Yeah, I think, well, it's very specific, but regarding to the, how do you call this, like circulations or, circulation, right? Or like for the, 何だっけ? Sales. like sales. So like, well, in my case is like Ultra Vibe is a company name, and so like they have sold my CDs from Hokkaido to Ishigaki Island, and then also like each local places like a record shop or the CD shops or even like a clothes shops. Those, thanks to those local shops, they were, for example, they invite me to Matsuyama City for an event. Like this clothes shop, they said they invited me for the event of 13th anniversary. So this kind of things that like for those who has kind of like a farm ground, working hard to, how does they make the ground farms locally, those people have been helping, I think.
Great.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
ウルトラバイブはそのCD とかその現物の流通だけじゃなくて iTunes だったりとか Spotify とか LINE Music とかそういうあの配信とかっていうのもすごい担ってくれてたりとかするんで、うん、本当にあの普及させてくれてるお手伝いをしてくれてると思います。
Yeah, so like this Ultra Vibe not only selling the CDs but also helping like iTunes or Spotify. Okay, and then もう一個何でしたっけ、何だっけ、あ、LINE Music. So this kind of like emissions, and they have been helping for the diffusion of the music.
I see. And soyou have a very active YouTube page as well. And so, do you think that YouTube and the internet has helped independent artists grow here in Japan?
YouTube, YouTube とかそのインターネットがやっぱりそのなんだっけフリーでやってらっしゃるインディペンデントなアーティストの方がこう表に出る役に立ってるんでしょうか。
本当そう思います。あので YouTube のシーンでも今世界中でカバーシンガーズっていうコミュニティがあって、うん、でその例えばあのなんだろうな、こうチャイルディッシュガンビーノの This is America がすごい流行ったってなったら、みんな誰が一番にそれをかっこよくクールにカバーするかみたいなの、アップするかみたいなので、すごいで自分でビートを組んであの弾いて、でそこう組みながら歌ってパフォーマンスをカメラの前でするっていう人たちがすごくたくさんいて、なんかそうですね、そこに今まだ日本の人たちっていうのが出てきてないんで、私はそこの土俵に上がりたいなと思って頑張ってるんですけど、やっぱ英語があのまずこう意味をダウンロード、自分にこうインストールするとこから始めないといけないんで、はい、だからちょっと時間がこう遅くなっちゃう、カバーするのに、だからちょっとふてくされて昔の曲やったりとか日本の曲カバー、これからは日本の古い曲とかもたくさんカバーしたり、沖縄民をカバーしたりとか、あのいろいろやっていきたいなと思ってはいますね。はい。
Yeah, well, I think so. And in the world, there is, in the YouTube world, there is like a cover singers community. It's very popular. So, for example, if there, Nantoka Gambino, Child Gambino, This is America was, was very popular now, then like who is going to be like who is going to cover this like very cool way. And so like many people are like making a beat and singing in front of the camera and then doing performance. There are so many people doing it, but there are not manyof the Japanese people doing in there. So I want to be in that ring to compete with the people in the world. But still I have a problem with understanding English, so it takes a time to, first I have to understand the English and then I have to do it. So it takes time for me to cover that, the music. So that was kind of like upset and then doing like Japanese songs. But also I'm now thinking to cover like Japanese old music, old songs, and then also like Okinawa music as well.
That's great. And if you ever need help understanding lyrics, please let me know.
もしあの詩とか英語でわからなかったらいつでも言ってください。
わあ、楽しい。ありがとうございます。
So what are you working on now?
今何をやってらっしゃるんですか。何を作ってますか。制作。
制作は今はそのセカンドアルバムアートオブフローのコヤンミュージックリミックスが出来上がったんで、それをのミュージックビデオと、あとはまあこれからパッケージを作っていくっていうことと、でそのアルバムの中から1曲アナログをまた出そうと思っていて、でその こうファースト7インチを切ったんですけど、うん、それは実はアルバムの中の50トラック目にシークレットトラックで入ってる曲なんですけど、それはさっき言ったブッダブランドのもう名曲があって、ブッダの休日っていう曲を私がちょっとリメイク、歌物でリメイクさせてもらって、でその沖縄で拾ってきた貝殻とか石とかでこう音を楽器にして、それで音を作って、でお岩神社っていうすごい日立市にあるあのパワースポットの山があるんですけど、その山の中でもらってきた、川とか鳥の声とか入れたりとかして、作った曲を、その7インチにもなってる曲をまたコヤンリミックスのやつもまた7インチを切ろうかなと思っていて、そうですね、なんでそれを今動いてますね。でそれの流通とかそのいろいろもろもろの仕事を今ロコソウルレコードさんっていうところにと一緒に今サポートしてもらって、うん、ちょっと今作ってるところです。
あ、なんだっけ、どこから行ってたか忘れてしまった。Well, right now is like my secondalbum Art of Flow has just made, so now I'm working with the Koyan Music remix version of the Art Flow, and well, it has done, so like right now we are working on the video and the packaging of this remix, and then also we were thinking about like to release the analog version, which the first 7 inch was already released, mm-hmm. and then, well actually that is like the secret trackthat is in the 50s track of 50s, yeah, that is a secret track, and ごめんなさい、シークレットトラックで、それがブッダブランドのブッダの休日、はい、yeah, so that is actually the ブッダの休日、 like a holiday of Buddha of the Buddha brand, and that's I remaked, and using the shell or the stones that I picked up from Okinawa and made them as like a instrument and made the sound from them. And then also there is a Oiwa shrine in the mountain of Hitachi, and that is a kind of a power spot, so I pick up some like I recorded some sound of a river and the bird singing, and so like using those sounds also mix it to the Koyan remix and make their 7 inches. That's where we're doing it, and then also for the distributions I'm working with Roxol Record.
Great. And can you tell us about Natural High Sense Production? What is that?
ナチュラルハイセンスプロダクションは、私の自分のレーベルというかクルー、まあ、レーベルでありクルーなんですけど、今7人メンバーがいて、スタイリスト、本業はスタイリストさんをやってる女の子の子がいるんですけど、ちーちゃんっていう ちひろひとみっていう子がいて、その子は、セカンドアルバムのカメラも撮ってくれたりとかしていて、で動画も撮ってくれて、今一緒にジャケットのアートワークだったりとか、そのミュージックビデオだったりとかっていうのを一緒に作ったりとかしてて、まあ、あとは7インチレコードを使った DJ、 アナログ DJ だったりとか板前だったりとかもともとすごいなんだろうな DJ やってたけど、今は子供がいる、女の子の DJ だったりとか、まあ、そうですね、そういうなんかこう今あとペインターですね、ペイントで私のそのナチュラルハイセンスプロダクションのロゴを作ってくれたりとかしてくれる子がいたりとかっていうのが、私のクルーのナチュラルハイセンスプロダクションで、でそのナチュラルハイセンスプロダクションっていうのはもう18歳の時からもうこの名前にしようって思って決めてて、うん、今やっとメンバーが集まって動き始めたっていう感じです。
なるほど。
はい。
Well, Natural High Sense Production is my label and then also my crew. We have 7 members, and then there is one girl called Hitomi, Chihiro Hitomi. Yeah. And well, her her work is she had she's a stylist, mm-hmm. yeah, professional, and but she worked with my second album as a camera, and then also she recorded the video. Also, she's been working with the jacket artwork of the jacket and the music videos, and so like we were using the 7-inch record. And DJs, and there was another Itamae-san もいるんですね。
Itamae-san, yeah, Itamae. DJ, あの、イベントブッキングとかすごいイベントをやってる子と、あとまああのバトル DJ のバック DJ やってる DJ コペロっていう子と、結構なんか。
yeah. And so like there are the DJs that there he is also chef like Itamae って寿司じゃなくて別にシェフでいいですか Yeah, well he's a chef. He's a chef, but he's also the DJ. And then there is another guy called Kopero. He is like a battle DJ. And then another person who is now she used to be a DJ, but now she has a kid. She's a painter and makes the logo of Natural Hisense Productions. So these are the crew of Natural Hisense Production. And then since I was 18 years old, I decided already the name. Of this Natural Hisense production. And then finally, now I got all the members.
That's great. And so, you know, on Twitter, you do a series called Kyo no Hitokoto. It's a daily series. And so can you explain how that got started and kind of why you're doing it?
Why did this Kyo no Hitokoto
start? Recently. Why did you start it, yeah. And then what is that means?
Yeah, what inspired it, and you know what is your goal for doing that?
ちょうど本当に昨日一昨日なんですよ始めたのが。でそれはカナダに行ってたそのさっき言った私のあのなんだろうなもう弟分たち、mm-hmm. もう。子供たちみたいなあの子たちとの時間がもう本当素晴らしくてでその子たちが朝帰ってからもうその神社参拝に行ったりとかしてなんかこう素晴らしい日常の中で言葉として一言にして残しておきたいなって思ってで一言じゃ表しきれないんで今日のあのなんだっけなそのなんだっけちょっと待って今日の自分でやっといて忘れるっていうあそうそう今日の一くだりそれセンテンスそう今日の一言今日の一くだりっていうのをちょっと今後はこうやっていこうかなって思ってその写真だったりまあアートそのなんだろうなアートワークと言葉とっていうのをなんか投稿してまあ何か感じ取ってもらえたらいいなと思って昨日始めました。
Yeah, well, it's just actually yesterday or the day before yesterday I started, and then that was when this my like younger brothers and then they were カナダに行ってた人が帰ってきたってことですか？
まだいる子もいるんですけど、まあなんかいろいろいて。は
い。Okay, yeah, they're like my brother, like, you know, they're like my kid or my younger brothers, and then they were in Canada, some of them are still in Canada, and then some of them came back, and then after they came back, we went to the shrine together, after 来てから、
はい、彼がそのビートメイクしたり、ラップしたりとかってするのに、こう、どうやってレベルを上げていったらいいかっていうののアドバイスを私もしたり彼らが私の今の音楽聞いてもっとこうしたらとか言ってくれたり今こんなの流行ってるよっていうのをシェアあったりする関係なんですけどで彼らが帰った後にまた別のあのすごく縁の深い人たちとあ、まあ、人と一緒に参拝に行ったりっていうので
Yeah, sorry. So like, well, they were making like a beat makers or the rappers. So like, you know, like we've been like polishing each other, like how to like make our levels up make it raise the, our levels. So I was giving them advice, and then they also listened to my music, and they said to me, like, gave me some advices. And also, like, after they went home, there were some other people that I had some relations, and I had a chance to go to a shrine to with those people. And so anyway, that was I had a really wonderful day. And so I wanted to leave a word for this, to remember this, like, wonderful day. But it's only one word was not enough. So I think, like, from now on, I'm thinking to today's one word and one sentence. Mm-hmm. That's I want to do it from now on. And then also, like, to post the pictures or the artworks and the words. Mm-hmm. That I am thinking. And then I want the people to see it, feel something from there.
イメージとしてはその毎日がすごく素晴らしいから、その素晴らしい毎日を一言の中に入れて置いとくみたいな。
Yeah, so like an image is that like every day is like wonderful days. So that wonderful day, keep it in one word and then leave it there. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Nice. And so this article will be for an English-speaking audience. So where can people find your music online or outside of Japan?
タワーレコードさんとか、ああいう大きい CD 屋さんだったり、あとはもう本当にさっきも言ったんですけど、まあヒップホップのローカルなお店、まあ私がインスタグラムでつながってる人たちはもう常にこう出していくんで、そこをチェックしてもらいたいのと、あとはまあ配信だったらその iTunes だったりとか、まあ Spotify、 そうですね、あとはAmazon だったりとか、まあ YouTube でもカバーしてたりとか、まあいろんなところで探してもらえば何かしら出てくるかなとは思います。
Yeah, well, I think, well, like a big CD shop like Tower Record or like a CD or hip hop shop, local stores that I mentioned before, those people who has been like connected with me in the Instagram can find it. They can, you know, as long as they check it. And then also like iTunes or Spotify or Amazon, YouTube. Well, anyway, there are many places. So if you look for me, you will find it.
Great. And so my last question is, do you have any information that you wish American audiences knew about Japanese hip hop?
アメリカの聴衆者、聞いてる人とかに何か最後の質問なんですけど、知ってほしいこととか、なんかこうお伝えしておきたいインフォメーションとかって何かありますか？なんですかね。もうとにかく日本が素晴らしいので、まあそのジャパニーズスピリットっていう、まあ私おじいちゃん演歌の作曲家だったりとかして、ジャパニーズスピリットがすごく入ってるので、それを感じてほしいなと思います。
Well, anyway, like I want them to feel like the wonderfulness of Japan, like, or the Japanese spirit is really wonderful. Since my grandfather was a composer of Japanese enka, so I want the people to feel it, the Japanese spirit.
Great. Well, Acharu, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Arigatou gozaimasu.